I mean, somewhere, I don't know what I'm doing now, but Talking Head, I'm just putting it there for the time being. Or a film, animation, whatever. You got the war, and I'm now thinking the war out there in the east of Ukraine, which I heard is... You know, despite all the romantic ideas that people, cool guys, you know, in the West playing their computer games might have about war, I heard from some who actually were there at the front, it's hell, complete hell. And I mean, someone said most they die within a week or something on the Ukrainian side. So, and I see in footage, I mean, it's just raining down bombs and missiles and drones constantly. And then I got this weird, I don't know if you could call it satire idea. As sick as it may seem, that here you have, you know, there's one US guy, one of those, you know, macho, I'm a warrior kind of guy who went there, and he said when you approached the front, it was just, yeah, entering hell. And he wanted to get out away from there as soon as possible. Now, when, at that point there, when you approach gradually, and then you are in the middle of it, and it's just exploding all around you, and there are soldiers running here and there, and it's panic, and oh, some are panicking, some are just fighting, some are old seasoned soldiers who are just, come on, we just got to do our job here. And these Western kids who are just freaking out, and Ukrainian men just having been kidnapped and put there. They're running away, and then one dies. And but then we could have the real satire part of it, where you have the Western view on this. Look at our glorious, you know, soldiers here fighting the evil Russians. And but not only that, they make tourists, I mean, this is crazy, I know, but some people are arranging tourist journeys, you know, real adventure journey to the, you know, theme rides. And this one is called the War Ride, where you can actually go in bulletproof buses, you know, whatever it is, you know, and then to safe locations where you can see that war from high buildings or whatever it is. Maybe even helicopters. But at a safe distance. And then people sit there. Maybe someone is even built. Viewing areas like sports stadiums, you know, with the high seats. And I know it's crazy, but, you know, and then they're sitting there looking at all that. It's like a firework. I And you know, you can buy popcorn or burgers and whatever. It's all, of course, arranged by the big dynamic entrepreneurs from America. And then you've got those soldiers coming back, you know, the ambulances or whatever it is that you can meet when you go down there to your hotel, legs blown off and arms blown off, and of course body bags, and they don't even have enough body bags maybe, but they cover it all up. And then you come to the West again and see in the news that we are, our heroic soldiers are winning this, and they're, you know, we're going to fight to the last man. And that's what they're doing, just so that some politicians and so on, military leaders, can uphold their prestigious image of, yes, we are winning, we are doing it. Although it's hopeless. Something like that, we can go on that team maybe.